From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with the Hall Brothers. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Renee Collins, and welcome to Red Barn Radio's 569th live performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from the Hall Brothers. Some weeks ago, this family band came to the Red Barn Radio Open Mic Night at the Twisted Cork, and we were very impressed with their sound and their musicianship. There is nothing quite like harmonies from folks from the same family, in this case, a dad and his sons from here in Kentucky. Please welcome tonight's guest in their debut concert performance on the Red Barn Radio stage, the Hall Brothers. Thank you.
I don't know where to start. Say I ain't far. Give you proof from the front of this bar that I'm feeling kinda low. Whatever that may mean, 'cause almost everybody I knew is gonna lift me blue. And I know everything changes. I know everything changes. I used to know a place. I go find a trace of all my life that I used to know. In the days I counted off, every day it seems. Go back in a heartbeat, think of what I mean. But I know everything changes. Yeah, I know everything changes.
Now, here's Red Barn Radio's Eric Hess to speak more with the Hall Brothers.
Clay, Clark, really enjoy this pure country sound that you guys have going.
We try.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Hope not bothering too much.
Yeah, hope not make too much racket in here.
I think we're all enjoying it.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
So, Clay, when did you start playing? When did you begin your life as a musician?
Let's see. I started playing about 10, 11 years old. Dad taught me how to play a Clyde on guitar, a Waylon song, and been with it ever since. Been with it ever since. So.
How about you, Clark? When did you get started?
I was about 13. About 13. I just decided to pick it up. Everybody else was on a wagon, so I was like, I'll join along.
Well, Clark, tell us a little bit about the types of music that influence what you and your brother are doing.
Well, I think we can both agree on Waylon. Waylon Jennings.
Yep.
Stanley Brothers. Old Mountain Music, as they used to call it. My favorite is Gary Stewart. Not really known to a lot of people, but me and my brother really do dig him. It's mostly been this dude back here. He had a band back in the 80s called the Gilmer's Heartbreakers. And that's what started me, and I'm pretty sure it started Clay off too. We were like, that looks fun, so that'd be something cool to do.
All right.
Crazy that I ain't close to good news. Don't have to listen to that. blue. Every day seems too hard to rewind. Don't ask me questions, don't need you to waste much of my time. Cause I'm taking my drinking to extreme. Waking up in the morning, whiskey stains on the front of my boots. Don't take a damn fool to tell you that that's alcohol abuse. Every day seems too hard to rewind. Don't ask me damn questions, don't need you to waste much of my time. Cause I'm taking my drinking to extreme. My drink into extreme.
Clay, what was the first song you ever learned to play?
Yeah, it was Clyde.
It was Clyde.
But Clyde, and then let's see, what other Waylon songs? I think This Time, stuff like that. You know, really easy stuff. That's about when I started learning. Then started some Stanley Brothers stuff.
I honestly can't remember what first song I played. I think it was just something that I was just fooling around with.
Now, did you guys grow up playing together?
Yeah, I was usually on drums and. He was on guitar, he was on bass.
Most of the time, Clark hated playing drums. Just to let you know that.
Yeah, I did. I'm here now, though.
We're sure glad. So you grew up in the heart of Bourbon Country,
yeah,
Bardstown, Kentucky.
Bourbon Country, a little bit of Eastern Kentucky.
Too. What kind of influence has that had on what you guys are doing musically?
Jim Beam.
Ancient Age.
Oops. Woodford, maybe. Well,
that's too high shelf there.
I don't know.
The usual. Yeah. You know, family generally plays a big role in the music career of anybody. You've already spoken a bit about your dad. Clay, what other kind of influences has your family had in what you and your brother are doing?
A lot of our family's from up the eastern part of the state, around Floyd County, and just growing up, grandfather listening to Bill Monroe and things like that, and it influenced me a lot on the music that I like and still like to this day. And then listening to Gum Branch Heartbreakers, you know, Dad's band, it's always been there, so.
I know, heard it all before. Woke up in the moonshine and I hit the floor. Wanted to get away from my state of mind. Every time I try, my luck never changed. So can you help me? I'm falling in love. Not a thing I won't do. I don't need nothing for myself. Well, I went out to see the sunlight and it felt like rain. Had to find another way to occupy my brain. Every time I try and drink, every time I pick up a bottle, brings me back to the stage where I wanna die. So can you help me? I'm falling. Nothing for myself.
Mike, you raised a couple outlaw country.
Well,
songs.
Yeah, it all started, like they said, just listening to some albums, you know, around the house.
So I'm going to guess they're influenced by the same music that you were influenced by.
Yeah, kind of. I kind of instilled that into them, I guess you could say. But, you know, whenever I play an album, I say, hey, listen to this. Isn't this great? Even though they may not say that. No, it's really good. Listen to the words. The mountain music goes back a long way. You know, as they said, Stanley Brothers. And I wouldn't really call it, it's not bluegrass per se. It's just mountain music. And it's just ingrained, if you will, into our minds, you know, growing up in that area. As a fellow used to say, we get up on getting down, but getting down meant the sadder it was, the better it was. So, but it's good music, and, you know, I'm proud of these boys here. My wife, Stacey, and I, we're just tickled to death with them, and hopefully, you know, they can find a drummer and a pedal steel player out there somewhere and get going.
So you're playing bass with your sons. You have a regular practice schedule?
Whenever Clay comes down, of course, he works here in Georgetown. He'll come home every now and then. We'll get to get together and stuff and play.
But, do you have to crack the whip on him?
Not anymore. Used to, like Clay was saying with Clark here, playing. We also play electric stuff, like old 60s music and things like that. We play, you know, just old rock and roll, and we enjoy playing that kind of stuff. But it took an act of Congress to get Clark to even play. He used to have like the headphones or the muffled headphones because he didn't want to hear us. He just heard the beat, so he just kept it going. But anyway, but now he's writing some stuff. He and Clay are just writing their own stuff, and I just sit back and just go, wow.
It's been a while since I've been sober. Sober from your love, from the pain. Change has come to the lonely minds, bringing on, changing minds. It's been a while since I've been staying, staying for your love. Trace of some can't even find is a trace of wisdom on his time. Where do the hearts of the lonely go? Been too long since I've been keeping home. Staying for your love, for the trace. Trace of some can't even find. It's trace of this all the time.
Life like around the house when everybody gets together?
It's pretty good. Sometimes we'll go to a neighbor's house, you know, one of those things, and kind of play some music. But and then downstairs, of course, we'll get together and play some. But it's great to have everybody together. I mean, it's exciting. It's just one of those family deals, you know. It's great.
People look at me, think I'm a different man from the clothes I wear. They don't like the way my bandana wraps around my hair. People think they are better they really are. That's why I'm sitting here thinking I might catch the next bus out of here. Living on the run, living like an outlaw, waiting for the man to throw me in jail. I guess they don't want me listening to all of their prayers. Amen. What's the use in looking when you don't see eye to eye?
Talk about some of the challenges that you have playing in a band with your brother.
Nothing yet. Maybe by the end of this little thing, I don't know. Might see us out in the parking lot.
So how active are you guys doing writing original music?
I try to write every week, maybe every day. It's just, it's a thing whenever it pops into your head. You know, like some stuff pops into your head and you're like, well, it's okay. But I just wait for something that I feel that would be halfway decent to write down. That's why I came over to Clay's one time. We wrote that Riverbank song. Cause I was like, something to do with the Riverbank. I was like, something to do with it. Yeah, it didn't even take 5 minutes. Which I don't know if it showed or not.
It probably did.
We can live at our own damn pace. we can even sail away. We can live without a care in the world, as long as you stay with me. But I know it won't be easy living without thinking what can go wrong. But I know it won't be easy living without you. Laying on the riverbank, where my memory flows of you, thinking I should just go away, live peace without you. But I know it won't be easy living without thinking what can go wrong. But I know it won't be easy living without you. Living without you. Oh, our love is strong forever, flowing like this breeze. No second guess your own damn love and double cross me. We can live at our own damn pace. We can even sail away. I've been holding on to memories. I've been holding on for years. I've been fighting back the hardest, but I can't fight back the tears. Pride is burning up our hearts. Foolish pride is keeping us apart. I feel so sad and weird, 'cause we didn't realize could have been so nice and easy had we only.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Hall Brothers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Hall Brothers after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.